This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor, Cassie McDuff, and we review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
A few of the things we're going to talk about today, we've talked about before. For instance, this first item, flights to Mexico out of San Bernardino International Airport are now going to be delayed for several months. What's happened?
Well, you'll remember a few months ago, the airport excitedly announced that Volaris, the low-cost Mexican airline, was going to begin flights between San Bernardino and Guadalajara. This is a route that has worked out of Ontario International Airport to Guadalajara for quite some time. Unfortunately, the airport has run into a bit of a roadblock. It was unable to secure the required Customs and Border Patrol officers to clear people through customs when they arrive. So the airport is saying it's going to be a few months delay before those flights. They were supposed to start this week, actually, before they can get started.
So just once again, it's because they couldn't or didn't hire the customs enforcement officers that they needed.
Well, there's a shortage nationwide.
Yeah, because I know they're hiring. They're trying to hire thousands of
exactly.
new Border Patrol officers.
So a lot of airports are being impacted. And a new startup like this is probably pretty low on the priority list.
Okay, so they don't estimate how long this may take before we can fly from San Bernardino International to Guadalajara.
Well, they said it in terms of months. It could be fall.
Okay, all right. Next, Edison customers who convert to solar are now going to have to pay some new fees.
Yeah, anyone who's adding a solar panel system to their home after July 1st is going to have to pay a $75 fee to connect to the electrical grid, and also a monthly charge of about $10 a month, so-called public benefit fee, to pay for the use of the grid. Now, Edison has maintained that solar customers, you know, they're losing revenue to solar customers because they're producing their own electricity. But a lot of these systems feed back into the grid, and Edison was saying that they don't pay their fair share for the use of the grid. So the Public Utilities Commission in the state agreed partially. Edison also wanted to do away with compensating people for the electricity they sell back to the grid at the same rate the utility charges its residential customers. But the PUC turned that one down. But it did impose this connection fee and also the monthly fee.
Yeah, this is going to be a trend all around the nation. We've already seen it. Utilities going after solar power, wanting to get a little more revenue from solar, or at least not lose as much revenue as they have.
Well, it's interesting that the state has really been encouraging people to use alternative energy sources and to reduce their electricity use to reduce the carbon footprint that contributes to climate change. But the utilities are losing money, so they're kind of pushing back. Kind of reminds me of the way the water utilities, when everybody cut back their water usage mm-hmm. because of the drought, they found their revenue falling, and so many of them raised the water rates.
Sounds like maybe the utilities or the Public Utilities Commission or someone needs to come up with some new business models.
That could be.
Next, we've talked about this before, too, about the Marines moving threatened desert tortoises out of the firing range and into desert that's a little more safe. So these threatened desert tortoises that were moved to another part of the Mojave Desert aren't doing so well?
Well, these are actually, the study was of tortoises that were moved in 2008, but what they're finding, 4 years down the line, they began studying to see whether they were reproducing, and they found that the males that were relocated have not been reproducing. What they did was they took the hatchlings and tested their blood and came up with DNA profiles so they could identify who the parents were. And while the females that were relocated had found new mates in the area they were moved to, tortoises that already lived in these tracts were mating with the relocated females. But the males, their DNA was not showing up. And so this is causing a worry about the new batch of tortoises, which were moved this spring. The concern that scientists have, Ken, is that it's going to reduce the gene pool and the biodiversity. Good genetic health depends on this genetic diversity. And so the scientists are saying they had not taken into account the stresses of this move, what effect it might have on the reproductive health of these male tortoises.
So would they begin reconsidering this movement of tortoises away from the firing ranges and further into the desert?
Well, certainly it's being studied by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It will report back to the Department of Defense. We'll see. The first this move, the one that was studied, was to allow for the expansion of Fort Irwin. Now, this one that just took place was to allow the expansion of the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center at 29 Palms. So now that those two expansions have taken place, maybe they can back off for a while on eating up the habitat of these tortoises.
And desert tortoises are a threatened species?
They are threatened. That's kind of one step below endangered. Mm-hmm. But what they found was very alarming. The population of these desert tortoises in the Mojave has declined as much as 51% between 2004 and 2014.
Hmm. All right. And finally, residents around here who were not even near the wildfires that have been burning around the Inland Empire got a false alarm on their cell phones telling them to evacuate.
Evacuate now. It sounded very urgent. I was one of the people who got this, and I don't live anywhere near Banning, Beaumont.
We have a first-person reporter account here, okay?
Well, you know, Ken, they say people as far away as Nevada, Arizona, and Hawaii got these alerts.
This is from the Riverside County Sheriff's Department.
Correct. Uh-huh. The explanation is the Sheriff's Department tried to use the alert system to notify residents in Poppet Flats, Silent Valley, and other areas in the mountains below Idlewild, mm-hmm. who they did want to urge to leave their homes. This was not a mandatory warning. This would have been a voluntary evacuation. However, they broadcast it much more broadly than they had intended. I can read you exactly what it said. It said, emergency alert, fire warning in this area until 1:37 a.m. EDT. Evacuate now, Riverside C, the initial C, like the message appeared to have been cut off.
Wow.
Mid-word.
There was no reference to the place other than Riverside C. Wow.
Well, and the Press Enterprise interviewed several people who said that they did go home, pack up their pets, and evacuate. They took this very seriously. The warning said in this area, so wherever you were, you would assume was the area they were referring to.
Yeah. What's the response of the county, of the Sheriff's Department to this?
Well, as I said, they said it was an accident. The story did not say whether they're going to retrain the workers who put out these alerts. And it also didn't explain why the same department didn't immediately put out a recall of the alert to notify people, oops, false alarm.
Yeah, yeah. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.